This is KBNF Regional News for Thursday, June 26th. I'm Patricia Naft. School budgets for next year are being finalized, and it comes with some good news. KBNF's Jake Ryan explains.
Colorado school districts are reaping some rewards of a rising economy. Karen Slater is the chief financial officer for the Montrose County School District, which will have almost an extra $1 million in next year's budget.
So the state of Colorado is starting to recover financially. So what that means for school districts is the state has a school finance formula, and what they do is they determine a per pupil funding for all Colorado students. And right now, according to state law, it will be increased by inflation.
Back in 2000, a state amendment made it so that per-student money would increase with the rate of inflation. The problem is, a few years back, Colorado was broke.
The state of Colorado didn't have the money. I mean, they were in a recession just like everybody else. So we got cut, too. They were not able to actually come up with the cash to fund us. So they said it was in there, but then they came up with this factor called negative factor.
The cash-strapped state took back a percentage of the money it was supposed to give to the schools. This negative factor, it's the amount of money that should have been paid out, but isn't.
In the 13-14 year, our negative factor was $7.1 million. So if we were operating in normal times without that negative factor, we would have $7.1 million more than we do right now. Okay, so now for the proposed 14-15 for Montrose County School District, we are down to $6.1 million. So we recuperated almost $1 million back.
So instead of not paying the Montrose School District $7 million, Colorado is just not paying $6 million. Slater says that most of the money will go into hiring much-needed staff and cost-of-living raises. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Yesterday, it was announced that Colorado won't host the 2016 Republican National Convention. KVNF's Laura Palmisano has more.
The Republican National Committee announced Wednesday Denver and Kansas City lost the bid to host its 2016 convention. The committee has selected Cleveland and Dallas as host contenders. CPR reports the two finalist cities had an edge over Denver, tax money to help pay for the convention. Dallas has $25 million in public funds, and Cleveland has $10 million. Ohio and Colorado are also considered swing states for the 2016 presidential race. Colorado has 9 electoral votes, Ohio has 18, and Texas has 38. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
The 41st annual Telluride Bluegrass Festival took place last weekend. Headliners included Steve Winwood, Del McCoury, Bela Fleck, Sam Bush, Dave Rollins Machine, Chris Teeley, and Ray LeMontagne. KBNF's Allie Lightfoot and Pickin' DJ Lou Wren attended and brought back some interviews with artists and festival goers. Here's Lou as she looks into why whiskey seemed to be the official drink of the festival.
This is day 3 of the Telluride Bluegrass Festival, and we are in the Aspen Forest, summer solstice, good cloud coverage, drink lots of water. Why do you come to the Bluegrass Festival?
The food, the music, just an incredible week.
Why do you think bluegrass people drink whiskey?
Because it's originated from Kentucky and it's kind of the area bluegrass came from.
Makes sense to me. I was going to say get some frisky, but you know.
Why do you think whiskey and bluegrass go so well together?
They're both smooth.
Old-time America.
Oh, that's definitely because they're both just really great things, and they should always be combined into having a great time.
I was a first-time bluegrass festivarian. So far, what's your impression?
Oh, so far, friendly vibes, great music. I'm having a blast.
Where are you from?
Aspen, Colorado.
Is this your first time at the Bluegrass?
It is not. Been here, I think this is the 5th year we've been here.
Why do you keep coming back?
Because it's amazing. Great bluegrass, great people.
What do you think about when you think about bluegrass music?
I am just happy listening to bluegrass.
Friggin' rights. We love the banjo. We love jamming out. All the groovy people with no shoes on, and we love it.
And we love it.
Another long-standing Telluride tradition are music workshops that are presented free to all Festivarians at Elks Park in Telluride. The women of this year's festival gathered to play some songs and talk about songwriting. Here are Aoife O'Donovan, Tift Merritt, Sarah Giroz, Sarah Watkins, and Nikki Bloom singing Oh Mama.
Oh Mama, sing me a love song, pour me some bourbon. And lay me down low. Baby, my poor heart is breaking. I feel the ground shaking right under my feet. Just put me to sleep. Now as a sailor, you are my land. Always receiving, nowhere to stand.
That was Allie Lightfoot and Lou Wren at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival. Tune in to Talkin' Music in the coming weeks for interviews with Telluride Bluegrass performers Sam Bush and Andrew Bird. You can catch Talkin' Music every Thursday night at 6 p.m. Stay tuned for Joanna and the Sweet Sound. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.